champions. It's Afternoons Live with Dave Diamond.
And welcome back, my friends, my fellow cheese lovers, movie lovers, TV lovers. It's Friday. It's the 5 o'clock hour. Top 5. This week's topic at hand, the top 5 best holiday movies / TV specials. A very wide-ranging category. Full of surprises, no doubt. I've already shared with you some of my honorable mentions along the way. I still love that You Better Watch Out Bundy episode. I watched that this morning. And my wife wanders into the living room as I'm sitting there at the desk just laughing my behind off again. That came out in like 1989, and I am still laughing at it. Ah, boom. We're trying to have a Christmas here. All right, so top five. Still time for you to get your list in. 565 Dave or Dave Diamond Show at clearchannel.com. Either one of those will get it to us. It's a loqui cognitio. Stand up. Tell those who oppose liberty, don't tread on me. Do you want to kick this off or you want me to?
It's up to you, man.
My number five is a guilty pleasure. I am embarrassed to say that this movie is on my list. Okay. It is not a movie that I would sit down and watch with anybody else. It is. I think it's a hysterically funny movie, and there's one particular scene that I could just watch over and over and over and over again and never get tired of. And I have no idea why. You could probably do a psychoanalysis of me for that particular scene and go, well, let's figure out what's really wrong with Dave. Just from the fact that he thinks this scene is funny. And I am not going to tell you what the scene is, at least not on the air. I may put it on the podcast just because that chat room Jeff knows which scene it is because he shares with me the same enjoyment of this particular scene. The movie stars Billy Bob Thornton, who I never liked until this movie came out. I thought he was pretentious and idiotic until this movie came out. Bad Santa. And of course, I have the Blu-ray version of Badder Santa, which is the unrated version of this movie. But again, I'm kind of embarrassed to say that it's on my list and my number five, but that is one that every holiday season I have to dig out at some point when everybody else is gone from the house and I have, you know, a couple hours to myself just for my own enjoyment. Badder Santa goes into the Blu-ray DVD player and
I dig that movie too. It's pretty funny.
It's a funny movie.
But it's one of those movies where you laugh at it and you feel like a terrible person for laughing
I
at
do.
It.
I do. I feel terrible for putting it on my list.
Yeah.
And if I told you the one scene, anybody that's seen the movie is going, well, there's a lot of things in there that are guilty funny.
A lot.
There is one that is particularly, to me, it just slays me. I cannot watch it without just falling down laughing. And I'm embarrassed to say it. And I'm not going to say it on the air.
You have to type it to me while I'm doing my number five.
I will.
Because I need to know.
Yeah.
I need to know so I can agree or ask what the hell is wrong with you.
All right. Well, so my number five is Bad Santa with Billy Bob Thornton. And I'm sorry I've forgotten the guy's name. The little guy.
The kid?
Yeah.
I don't know. I never knew his name. My number
no,
five.
No, I meant the little elf guy.
Oh, that dude. Yeah, I don't know his name either. My number.
He's got to feel like I made this great movie that everybody loves. Nobody knows my name.
Nobody knows what his name is.
Yeah.
My number five stars everybody. It's got like all kinds of famous British people in it. It's called Love Actually. That's the part that I thought it was going to be.
I can explain to you why. I can tell you why. But it's
right.
Just,
yeah, that's what I thought. That's the first thing that came to mind. Anyway, Love Actually is one of those rare movies that I think is just, it's an ensemble movie, you know, so it's like got this huge cast,
right.
And they tie together 6 or 7 different stories that are, it's all about love in like the various stages and that kind of thing, and how everything sort of like comes right one way or another, right. You know?
Those are becoming very popular type movies.
They've done a lot of them recently. There was one that I really liked called I Love New York,
right.
That was pretty cool, which was, I guess, a companion piece to, I think it was I Love Paris.
Yeah.
Or Paris Je T'aime, that's, you know. Okay, so anyway. But Love Actually takes place in London. And basically like a couple of weeks surrounding Christmas or whatever, and there's like five or six different storylines, and they all make you cry for one reason or another. Hugh Grant is in it. I think he plays like the British PM or something like that, mm-hmm. who winds up like falling in love with this girl and, you know, something. So anyway,
isn't that just a given though that some holiday movies are going to make you emotional?
Isn't that
just a given?
I mean, some
of them, not all of them.
I think for me, it has more to do with how the film is executed than the fact that it's a holiday movie.
Okay,
you know, but yeah, it's really good. I'm kind of girly probably for liking it or whatever, but I cried. There was a couple of parts where you're just like, oh my god, that's so beautiful. I think I watched it one morning when I was like sick too. So it was totally unattractive. I'm just like sitting there on the couch, you know, with a box of tissues next to me and just like, just like, right. Pouring slime down my face. But yeah, Love Actually, fantastic movie. If you haven't seen it, which I hadn't until very recently.
I have not.
It's great, dude. It's really great.
Do we know if it's on Netflix or not?
It might be. It might be.
Because if it is, then we'll put it in. Actually, maybe it'll take the place of that one. I don't know. Let's see. Dan has texted his list in here. Audible mentioned Bad Santa.
Yeah.
Bad Santa is a guilty pleasure for a lot of people. It really is.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to sit here and tell you, listeners, go watch Bad Santa, because I will not recommend the movie, but it is a very funny movie.
Mm.
Number five, A Christmas Story. This is, again, Dan's list. Number four, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Number three, Miracle on 34th Street. Number two, that's one of my dad's favorites, by the way. Mm. Number two, A Charlie Brown Christmas. And number one, I can only assume that this is going to be the only one that only Dan would have this on. I've never even heard of this. Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
That sounds very.
I mean, I got to take his word for that. That's legit, but I've never heard of that. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, there's that. All right, let's see who else we got here. We got. Maureen texted in her list or emailed her list, but she could only come up with two, which I find hard to believe because I was in a play about Christmas with Maureen once upon a time. But she came up with two. Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol. And I'm going to say this about it. Christmas Carol is one of my favorite books. I love that book.
Can I pause you for just a second? It's worth it. It's totally worth it. The People's Democratic Republic of North Korea. The Korean Central News Agency of the DPRK is reporting that archaeologists from the History Institute of the DPRK Academy of Social Sciences have recently reconfirmed a lair of the unicorn rode by King Tianming, founder of the Koguryo Kingdom. There is a unicorn lair in North Korea. Now back to your regularly scheduled top five.
And we thank the dear leader for that, because he probably preserved that.
He placed it there knowing that we would discover it.
The people would need it someday, and it would inspire us to stand up against the Americans and their atomic bombs.
Thank the dear leader for unicorns and their lairs.
Thank you, dear leader. Where was I talking about? Oh, I was talking about Christmas Carol. It's one of my favorite books.
Yeah.
And there are multiple versions of A Christmas Carol.
True.
So, interesting. But one of hers is Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol, which did not make anybody else's list, by the way. And it's okay. I mean, I'm not a huge Mr. Magoo fan.
Mm-hmm.
I do like Jim Backus, but I can't listen to him without... He's Thurston Howell to me. I know he's played other characters. And it's the same with Hugh Laurie. I can't watch Hugh Laurie.
Because without thinking of House.
He's Blackadder.
Oh, right.
To me, he's Blackadder, his running mate. Oh, I can't take him seriously. He's always that. Her number one, obviously, Charlie Brown Christmas special. I think that's going to be a repetitive... thing.
That's going to be one that Charlie everyone
Brown
likes.
Being, yeah. Charlie Brown being number one, not all that unusual. It's quarter after. It's Afternoons Live, KFIV, 1360 AM Modesto, everywhere via the iHeartRadio app. Top five best holiday movies and specials. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Once again, you're doing this one for all the ladies. Except this time, it's Christmas.
Ah, I don't necessarily want to go back to Fun With News, but the Kitsap Sun just posted a story. You're familiar with the Washington State ferry system?
Not really, but ish.
They got a ferry system up there that they had a ferry called the Rhododendron that was kind of old, and they took it out of service. They put it up for auction. Some guy bid $300,000 for it. This afternoon, he's decided, no.
Never mind, I don't want it.
I don't know why that strikes me as funny, but it does. All right, number five for me was Bad Santa. Number four, one of the most classic moments in television history. And it's not Christmas, but it is a holiday special. And that is, oh, the humanity! There's turkeys are falling like bags of cement. WKRP's turkey drop.
I'm probably the one person working in radio that hasn't memorized all of WKRP.
If you've never seen that, I mean, you've seen that episode, I'm sure.
I don't think so.
Les Nessman is sent out to cover the turkey drop as the... I guess the climax of the whole thing is Mr. Carlson standing there after this whole thing has turned out where they've dropped these turkeys out of a helicopter. And he's describing in great detail the turkeys as they impact with the concrete. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Oh, so they're live turkeys?
Oh, yeah. They're live turkeys. They're just shoving them out of the helicopter.
Oh my God, that's hysterical!
It's between that and the Bundy, you know, you better watch out with the Santa Claus landing in their backyard. That's those are two of the funniest moments in television history, with the turkeys on WKRP, and it's Thanksgiving, which is already passed. But there you go, that's my number four, the WKRP turkey drop.
That's tremendous. My number four is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yep,
with Chevy Chase.
It is on my honorable mention list.
It's a family favorite. It's one of the ones that we have to watch every year at some point. And it never ceases to make us laugh, even though, like, we all know the jokes, every single one of them.
It's like Airplane in a lot of ways. I mean, you watch it over and over again, but yeah, I always see something new in it every time.
Yeah.
Especially since they came out with it on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
And now it's a little more, I don't know, detailed, I guess. And it's glorious. Glorious vision idea. You're right. It's a great movie.
I remember being like 12 or 13 or whatever, and like starting to mess with doing voices and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And nailing the voice of like the old guy with the cigar, standing outside on the lawn, and the girl's like, "Look, it's the Christmas star," and he's like, "That ain't the friggin' Christmas star." I could do his voice better when I was a kid.
Eddie, what are you doing? Bleeping's full.
Yeah.
Bleeper's full.
Oh, hey, Clark! Yeah.
What are you doing, Clark? Just watching a bleep hole.
In his bathroom. Entering his septic tank into our sewers.
Movie yeah. It is on my honorable mentions list, but it is it would be one of those ones that I do watch every year.
Yeah,
because it's
it never stops being good.
This is one of those lists that's top five, but really should be top 50.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right up there. All right, that's our number fives and our number fours. Here's a listener list from all the way from Mojave. This came in via text machine, John. You ready? Number five, yeah. How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the cartoon version. I may be the only person that likes the, and I didn't like it at first.
That may be true.
I want to be clear. I did not like it at first. It has grown on me through the years. So I'm not going to apologize for that. But How the Grinch Stole Christmas, number five. Number four, The Muppet Christmas Carol. Number three, A Christmas Story. Number two, The Nightmare Before Christmas. And number one, say it with me, A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. That's all the way from Mojave. John, you're number three.
My number three is A Christmas Story. Again, it's another one of those things where it's like we know all the jokes. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. And it's such a great story of being a kid at Christmas with like just regular flawed people that you know, being surrounded by your family and stuff. And I don't think I really appreciated it until I was an adult and realized that like my parents kind of, you know, as much as they seem like, you know, these godlike beings when I was a kid, they didn't know what the hell they were doing, and they did their very best, and that was what made all the difference, I think.
They did
the best that they could.
I never even saw it until I actually took this job, and the first year I was in this job, the Riverbank Community Theater did it as a play. And Donella Weiss was the director and stuff, and did some really interesting things with the way they staged the play. They staged it in black and white, but you don't really realize that until later on.
Really?
And the way I got involved with it was they had called me because we were doing the On the Road show, and they needed an old car for. And anyway, I ended up getting involved with that whole thing, and I'd never actually seen the movie. And so after I saw the play, which was fantastic, Riverbank Community Theater,
amazing
job with that. And then I went and watched the movie, and the movie's, you're right, it's just funny. I mean, that is a classic Christmas story out of everybody's family. There's elements of everybody's Christmas.
Oh, absolutely.
In that somewhere, and right down to the stupid knickknack thing that your dad just and it may not necessarily be a lamp, but
it's a major reward. But
everybody's dad has something like that.
Yeah,
that is. You know,
nobody but him understands.
Right. Yeah. Do not. And as I look around my house, I have things like that as well. I mean, I have knickknacks. Part of my problem is I spent all those years as a single guy living by myself, and I got stuff that I couldn't explain to anybody, but it has meaning to me.
You know, when I was a kid, the bullies are not always really what they're kind of, you know, what you think, and then they just ride that out, you know. Yeah. And so Scott Farkas was one of the big, you know, motivators on my life to kind of get over, you know, being bullied and that kind of thing, you know, because Scott Farkas ultimately wound up being a wuss.
Yep.
Even though he had yellow eyes. Yeah. So help me God, yellow eyes.
I'd still say my favorite version of that was the RCT version, but the movie is very good.
Yeah.
And one of the things I like about that movie is it Turner every year that does that? The 24 yeah. hours of A Christmas Story.
I think so.
You can just watch the movie all day. And I find myself doing that. I'll come and go with the movie.
And you can.
And just pick up the story wherever they happen to be. And,
sure.
You know, if I got 30 minutes, I'll watch 30 minutes of it and then come back later. And I love that.
Watch some more.
I really like that. My number three, as we talked about, the story, The Christmas Carol. And again, there are so many different versions. You got the Albert guy. Positive things about them. Almost none of them have anything that I just go, I just don't like that. I just can't watch that. But this one is the one that when I saw this the first time I went, that's the version that I like. That is the official Dave version of A Christmas Carol.
Picking a good Christmas Carol is hard, dude.
It's
especially if you're going the traditionalist route. I mean, yeah, like you said, the Albert Finney one, the George C. Scott one, the musical Scrooge, which may be the Albert Finney
one. The Albert Finney one is that has the fantastic song, That's the Nicest Thing That Anybody's Ever Done Before.
Thank you very much.
As they're dancing on his coffin.
Yeah, we love it.
Blah, blah, blah. But this one is the one that I just... this is the one that I never miss. This is the one that its DVD occupies a special place on my shelf, and I know exactly where it is so that when the holiday season comes around, it goes into the DVD player, and I make it clear that no one is to disturb me until this movie is done. And I watch every bit of it from the introductions because I love the score is done by Paul Williams, and it is made, and that is the Muppet Christmas Carol.
I knew it!
And I know people go, what? But if you've read the book... It really is one of the best at having done it. Plus, you've got Gonzo telling the story
Gonzo's Bob Cratchit, right?
Gonzo is Charles Dickens.
Oh, okay.
Telling the story. He knows it like the back of his hand.
That's right. Kermit's Bob Cratchit.
Right. And Michael Caine as how did they not come up with Michael Caine as Scrooge
before the Muppets?
Long before all this.
Yeah. I bet he was brilliant.
He is amazing as that. And it's just really good. Plus, as Mojave pointed out earlier, Jacob and Robert Marley, mm-hmm. yes, because mm-hmm. you get both of them together.
Yeah, the two guys.
I just that movie. I like the idea of the Muppets doing these classic things, like they did Treasure Island and stuff, and mm-hmm. they're all good. But for whatever reason, they just really nail it. And I'll tell you what it is: it's that Paul Williams soundtrack that just absolutely nails it. I mean, it just captures Victorian England. It captures the spirit of the whole thing.
Yeah.
The songs are very well done, and it's just a great movie.
Christmas Carol is tops. Yeah, it's good stuff.
I'm surprised it's not my number one, and when you hear what my number one is, you'll understand why it's not my number one. But because the next two on my list are television specials.
Uh-huh.
So if I'm just picking movies, that is my number one Christmas movie. But I love that movie, and I never miss it. And I can't wait for Ben to be old enough to understand it and sit down and follow along with me. That's what I've really been looking forward to my whole life.
Yeah.
Me and Ben sitting on the couch, and he loves popcorn. I love popcorn. Sitting there eating popcorn, watching The Muppet Christmas.
My dad loves that stuff, too.
And, of course, we'll be crying at the end. Because we're so happy is not necessarily looking forward to that.
They've done it all in one night.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing stuff. All right, we're down to our number twos. We got some listener lists we'll get to. Still a little bit of time for you to get yours in. Dennis in Stockton, what is wrong with you? I very rarely call a texter out on the air, but Dennis texts
my name.
Bah humbug, he texts in. He's more interested in the fun with news stories. Dennis, learn the lesson of Ebenezer Scrooge. Enjoy this
Dennis,
time.
You fool.
Enjoy it, because you're not going to have it forever. So, bah humbug.
Indeed.
God bless us, everyone. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Friends, afternoons live, KFIV 1360 AM Modesto. It's kind of we officially kick off the holiday season here. By the time we come back, John, it'll be December.
That's right.
Will we be counting down to
it'll
the Mayan apocalypse?
My birthday month.
My wife's too.
Oh, she was born in December? How unfortunate.
Probably
for her.
Before you.
Since I have claimed the whole month.
Yeah, I'll let you take that one up with her. So, all right, top five best holiday movies / TV shows. Texter Paul has sent in his list. You ready?
Yeah.
Number five, Grinch That Stole Christmas, the cartoon. Number four, Rudolph. Hadn't made the listing here before. I'm assuming that's the stop motion one.
Yeah, I'm guessing. That's good
with
stuff,
the,
too.
With the,
it's got great songs.
The Abominable Snowman, right?
Yeah.
That bounces.
The Bumble.
Bumble. Bumble. Number three.
Bumble's bounce.
Number three, Bad Santa. Yay. Number two, the WKRP Turkey Drop. And number one, Scrooged, the Bill Murray classic, which is yet another retelling of the Christmas
yes,
Carol story.
Of the classic
story.
Christmas Carol story.
My number two then, John, as I told you earlier, my top two are television ones. My number two is actually one of my favorite DVDs. And from Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood to Shvetty Balls, the Saturday Night Live Christmas DVD special... To Steve Martin sitting there talking about my biggest wish for Christmas holidays is to have all the children. My second biggest wish, to have all the money in the world. Saturday Night Live is one of those things that I love it when you can take the best of Saturday Night Live and put it all in one place. And they did that with their Christmas special DVD. And the Saturday Night Live Christmas special is just...
Yeah.
I don't
it was
know.
On, actually, this week, wasn't it?
You know what? I have the DVD, so it's on whenever
Somebody
I want to.
Yeah, there you go.
So that whole thing with Alec Baldwin and the Shreddy Balls, I don't know, because that's a live show. It's a live TV show when they record it. It's live. I don't know how they made it. I could never have done
how
that.
How could they possibly?
I like to think when I have to be, I can be. I don't know how they got through that.
He's
I really
good.
Don't. He? What about them?
Well, no, I know. But Alec Baldwin, I mean, how could you even say the things he says with a straight face?
Right. I don't know how you do it.
He's a professional. He's one of the best hosts that they ever get.
And it starts, of course, with Eddie Murray. and the Mr. Robinson's neighborhood with the kettle.
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy, sorry. With the Christmas kettle being a small business.
And now I'm a small business, yeah.
The Cabbage Patch doll, where he sticks the cabbage, the head of cabbage on the doll and sells it to some kid. So my number two is the best of Saturday Night Live, the Christmas skits, and it's just, it just makes me laugh. And
that's awesome.
The Steve Martin one I love, but you just you really can't use it for anything because it's it does get a little adult before the end of it. So
my number two is in fact Scrooged. That is, it's I don't know, man. It came out in the 80s or whatever. I mean, all you have to do is look at Bill Murray's ridiculous hair. You know, he's got like the sort of like the executive mullet thing going on or whatever. Right. But, God, that movie is so funny. Even when I was a kid, it was funny.
It who's the gal that that hits him with the toaster?
Oh, yeah.
Carol Kane?
Carol Kane.
And I don't know if you ever IMDb that, but she actually hit him with the toaster.
Really?
That tore up his lip big time. They had to stop filming for like 2 days because she had to have stitches and everything. She hit him with the toaster.
That's awesome.
He actually smacked him hard with that toaster.
That's awesome.
And you got to wonder what, you know... Why you gotta? They don't really tell you why, but you really gotta think: is he really being that much of a?
I thought Scrooge was a totally sweet like modern adaptation of the whole thing. One of my favorite lines in the whole thing is when the little old man comes up to him and he's like we're having trouble getting the antlers to stay on these mice, and Bill Murray goes, "Well, have you tried staples?"
You can hardly see the nipple.
I want to see him. Yeah. I can't see him, and he's really looking. Yeah,
nice job, clunk. and I'm not a huge Bobcat Goldthwait guy. That movie, he's perfect in that movie. Where he, come here, rabbit.
You really believe that he's insane? Yeah. So if you haven't seen Scrooged with Bill Murray, one of the Considine family favorites, I assure you, we know every line.
You know what they should do? They should do a collection of just movies, Scrooge, Christmas Carol movies.
In like a box set?
In like a box set where you get Scrooge, you get the Muppets, you get Albert Finney, you get...
That'd be really cool.
Magoo,
George C. Scott.
You get George C. Scott. You even get Trace Adkins in an American Carol.
There you go.
Because it's kind of the same story. It's just not Christmassy. But,
right.
You know, and just put them all together in one big...
But it also airs on CMT.
And you could sit there and do like Scrooged. And you could have a podcast and a website dedicated to all the different versions of Scrooge. Become very pretentious and talk about how they're all subtle yet complex.
You could call it Comparing Carols.
Ooh. Sign me up for that website.
Pat, quickly copyright it for us.
$1 million idea. Speaking of Pat, he has texted in his list. And why am I not surprised? The lawyer can't make up his mind. Number five, Scrooged / A Christmas Carol. Number four, the Andy Griffith Christmas special. Number three, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, again, the cartoon version. Number two, A Christmas Story, Christmas Story. And number one, say it with me,
Penis.
Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yeah.
Which is what it's called, Charlie Brown Christmas. So that's...
Whatever.
Well, you know, you got to get the title right, and it's one of those things.
Oh, so I'm disqualified for calling it Penis?
No. Do you want Jeff's list, chat room Jeff's list?
No. Yes.
Interestingly enough...
what is Jeff's list?
You know what? I got to look at this real quick, because I think I messed up his list.
Do you want me to do my number one?
No, I don't. Okay, here's his note. Here's chat room Jeff's list. Number five, The Year Without Santa. I have never seen that.
I have no idea what that is.
It's one of those Lifetime...
It's probably a porn.
Television. Yeah, it is Jeff. Number four, Die Hard, which I'm surprised hasn't made more lists. It did make my honorable mention list.
Yeah, it's my honorable mention as well.
And, sure. And Die Hard 2 for the same reason. It's, you know... Come on out to the coast. Have fun. Number three. I love that scene. Because that is just so me, man. Crawling through an air duct on. Come on out to the coast.
Making fists with your toes. Yeah,
right. Yeah. 10 million terrorists in the world. I got to kill the one with feet smaller than mine. Which in my case would be hard to do. But number three, Christmas Story. Number two, Charlie Brown Christmas Story. And number one, It's Chatroom Jeff, Bad Santa.
That's like a complete reversal.
Yeah.
He likes all the traditional ones last.
All right, John, you're number one.
My number one is A Charlie Brown Christmas, otherwise known as the Peanuts Christmas Special, if you're not super particular on how you say it or whatever. But, I mean, I think we've gone over it like a bazillion times.
Well, we really haven't talked about it. We've talked about the people that like it, but we've not gotten into why.
The music, for me, is the number one reason, I think. The number one reason is the music is so excellent and does such a great job at, like, evoking the kind of, like, just sort of, like, lazy, you know, holiday feel or whatever. You know, Vince Guaraldi, I think he composed Linus and Lucy, which is, like, the de facto Charlie Brown theme song anyway. And then he built this incredible soundtrack of, you know, favorites and new stuff, you know, that's become a huge, huge part of my every single Christmas, because that is the one CD that you can rely on to be in the 5-disc changer or whatever my dad's got at the house. And we're constantly listening to the Peanuts, you know, Christmas soundtrack. Right. It's awesome.
It's a good combo.
But, I mean, but in addition to that, I mean, who doesn't think Charlie Brown is funny? Like, it's hilarious, you know?
Do they do the football thing in that one? I'm trying to remember. Where Lucy, I know they do it in the Thanksgiving one.
I don't think so. I think it's in the Thanksgiving one only.
They do the thing where they're standing at the wall and they're talking about it.
Exactly.
And then the scene where Linus has to explain Christmas. Lights, please.
Yeah. And they were so afraid.
Yeah. That's it.
It's good stuff, man.
It's classic.
I love when they go to the Christmas tree lot because it just doesn't even look like something you would encounter.
Now, have they redone that? Because I noticed the other night, I didn't watch it, but when I set the DVR to record it, it was an hour on CBS the other night, but it's only a 30-minute program. Did they just plug it full of commercials, or have they redone it? Because that's the one thing I always hated about the way they show it on TV. Number one, they edited it down, and number two, it was like 15 minutes of commercials and 15 minutes of Charlie Brown. Mm-hmm. That's why I bought the DVD, because I got tired of watching it on
TV. We bought the DVD, too, so we could watch it whenever. Of course, who also can remember when it's on? I can't.
See, that used to be the thing. When I was growing up, boy, that was big. And of course, we only had three channels then, so it was always announced weeks in advance, and everybody was looking forward to it. And they did promos and
circle it on
IBC
your TV
promos
guide.
Like on Scrooge. No,
your life may just depend on it.
So, but they don't do that anymore.
Right.
Now it's you can look it up on YouTube if you really want to.
It was the motto of the holiday programming on IBC. You'll love it. Broadcasting.
You can't buy.
Broadcasting live from Jerusalem.
Yeah. We got Mary Lou Retton to play.
Tiny Tim. Yeah. Children
John
love
Houston.
An acrobat.
Should John Huston to read the thing. Yeah, that's a great movie. And Charlie Brown is too. All right. Down to my number one plus some listener list. Stay with us. We'll be right back here right on Afternoons Live. Saturday Night Live-esque, isn't it? It's not. It's Brian Seltzer. It's got that Saturday Night Live feel to it.
Yeah, it could be G.E. Smith.
So if my boy's watching Caillou tonight, I might slip that into the computer DVD. Watch that while he's busy with Caillou's Christmas Special, which did not make my list.
No?
So, my number five, Bad Santa, for guilty pleasure reasons. Number four, WKRP's famous turkey drop. Number three, The Muppet Christmas Carol. Number two, Best of Saturday Night Live Christmas. Yeah, John, your recap there?
My number five, Love Actually. Number four, Christmas Vacation. Number three, A Christmas Story. Number two, Scrooged. And my number one, Charlie Brown Christmas.
I have one more left on my gigantic honorable mentions list, which started out with 25. I pared it to 14. I cut out some more here, but it included the Charlie Brown Christmas. You better watch out. The first Married with Children Christmas episode where Santa takes a header into their backyard, which is still a funny thing on TV. Scrooge, Christmas Vacation. I do like the Jim Carrey version of the Grinch. I'm sorry, I like it. I think it's very cleverly done.
I don't think anyone's asking you to apologize for it.
Well, I'm not apologizing.
We just know that
screw all of
it. We just know that it's bad.
Flush you all to crumpet.
Now that you're done recapping your honorable mentions.
The only one I have left on my honorable mention is It's a Wonderful Life, which is a movie that I really
that's on mine too.
Did not care for a long time. And then, again, Riverbank Community Theater got me involved in that play a couple years ago. And it just kind of gained a new appreciation for it. I really did. And now I can actually watch it. And one of the things on the Saturday Night Live DVD, Christmas DVD, is the alternate ending, of course.
What's the alternate ending?
Oh, you haven't seen that?
Maybe I have. I feel like I probably have.
People go a little nuts and basically go on a rampage against Old Man Potter.
That's awesome.
It's pretty good.
That's one of my favorite like holiday quotes. To randomly spout at family parties comes from It's a Wonderful Life. And that's anytime my sister or me does something really stupid or irritating or whatever, or gets in somebody's way, I always go, "Oh, why do we have to have all these kids?"
Yeah. So the story, of course, of It's a Wonderful Life, George Bailey, things go a little haywire, and he wishes that he'd never been born. And so the angel comes down and shows him what life would be like if he had never been born. And, of course, as it turns out, he's kind of necessary.
The universe goes to hell.
Without George Bailey.
That's right.
And so the basis for that story, which is I wish I'd never been born, is, of course, the same story that you will find in my number one, which is a two-part episode called It's a Bundiful Life. As Al Bundy finds himself in a similar scenario, wishes he'd never been born, sticks his knife into his Christmas lights. It shocks him. He does the falls down, which, and his guardian angel is Sam Kennison.
All right, I'm going to laugh at that. That's pretty funny.
His guardian angel comes down to demonstrate to Al Bundy and to get Sam's wings, you know. That's the object here. Is he wants to get something out of this too, and that is his wing. Because you know what kind of girl you get in heaven driving around in a 71 Pinto, the same kind of girl you get down here driving around in a 71 Pinto. You need your wings in heaven. When he realizes that he's been sent to save Al Bundy, however, he appraises, "I'm sorry, Bundy. I thought I was sent here to save a human soul."
So wait, let me guess. Al Bundy's never been born, and then everyone around him is better off for it.
The Jablonski family takes over his home, and everything is just great. Kelly is a college student, you know, majoring in English, and Bud is a perfect student in journalism or something. And of course, Peg is Miss Homemaker, loves cooking, loves everything about, you know, being a housewife. And their husband is played, believe it or not, by I can't think of his name now. The guy that ends up playing Jefferson Darcy, used to be on Love Boat. This is actually his first appearance. He ends up playing the husband, Mr. Jablonski. And everything is, whoa, Jablonski, everything is. And it's the same story. I mean, everything is going great, you know. And at the end of it, of course, Al Bundy, "I want to live!" Why? Not because he wants everything to, you know, but because he doesn't want these people to be happy. if he's not going to be happy. Screw that. No.
That's terrible.
Want to go back and ruin. Well, it's good for Sam Kennison, who gets his wings because he convinces Al Bundy to live.
Right.
And of course, it's the married with children version of It's a Wonderful Life. And if you haven't figured it out by now, that's still one of my favorite TV shows of all time. I struggle with that one because I'm not sure which one is funnier. The one with the Santa Claus landing in the backyard, which has its moments. When Al tells that kid, "If the horse isn't there in the morning, it's because your mother killed it and cooked it." Or Sam Kennison screaming, "No!" at God for sending him down to Bundy.
That was just a show that I never got, I guess.
Oh,
everybody I know loves it.
It's an acquired taste in some ways, but it's also, to me, it's just, I don't know. I can't even explain it. It's the moment right. I fell in love with the show was the moment where Kelly wanders downstairs. She's trying to work on a book report, and she says to Al, "I'm confused. The book is Moby Dick." And she says, "I'm really confused on this book report." "Well, maybe I can help you. Call who, Ishmael?" And at that point, I just kind of fell in love with the show. And I'd become an aficionado ever since. And if you don't get that, I'm sorry. You won't get Married with Children. But if you do get that, you understand what the whole point of it is. It's the first line of the book.
Oh, is it?
Call me Ishmael. It's the way the book starts. So.
I've never read the book.
Quickly, Scott's List, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, The Ref, Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph. And
oh,
of course,
The Ref.
And, of course, Charlie Brown Christmas special. There you go. That's our top five best holiday movies and specials back in 60 seconds. That's the overture from the Muppets Christmas Carol. Gotta love that stuff. All right, that puts a wrap on the week. Hope everybody had fun. Hope you learned something. Hope you had fun. I know we did around here. That was a good week, John. And then coming up tomorrow, of course, you got 0800 Fire to Wire. The computer guys will be here to solve all those problems. 9 o'clock Behind the Badge. Oh, by the way, virtually every police department in the entire valley has sent out a news release over the last couple days. They're going to be out this weekend looking for people texting and driving. So, don't text and drive
because
they are going to be looking for you if you are.
Next week, however, feel free to continue.
Well, that's a political discussion for another
day.
Don't
really do that.
Yeah, texting and driving is against the law, so, and we don't have those cops like up in New Hampshire or wherever it was where they're refusing to enforce the law. So.
Yeah, we're not gonna enforce that.
Don't do that around here, and the cops will be looking for that this week. And 10 o'clock house calls with the real estate doctor, Christine Papworth, will be here, and then we'll be back on Monday for a brand new live episode of Afternoons Live right here on KFIV 1360 AM Modesto. Please take the time right now. Tell the people that matter in your life you do love them very, very much. You would miss them when they weren't there, if they're not there. You don't want to pass up those opportunities. You do not want to have that regret. I'm Dave Diamond. That's John Considine. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody, and we will see you on Monday for Afternoons Live on KFIV 1360 AM Modesto, everywhere via the iHeartRadio app on your smartphone. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay tuned. Rusty's next. See you Monday.
Afternoons Live is a Slippery Fish Entertainment production for Clear Channel Media and Entertainment Modesto.